When we look around us and see what people do or fail to do, we might ask ourselves, what about wisdom? That is what the following story from West Africa about Anansi the spider is about. Anansi wanted to be wise, so he decided to gather the wisdom of the whole world. He took a calabash and set out into the wide world. Whenever he found some wisdom, he placed it in the calabash. He asked many people, "What do you know? What is wisdom?" Some people gave their knowledge and wisdom freely. Others wanted to be paid for it. And sometimes he picked up some wisdom here and there, unnoticed. It was a huge task to collect the wisdom of the whole world, and Anansi needed a great deal of time for it. Eventually, the calabash was full and he headed back home. On the way, he thought to himself, "Now I have collected all the wisdom of the world myself, but I must be very careful that no one takes it away from me. I must find a very good hiding place for the calabash, so that I always remain the smartest and wisest." When he was almost at his village, he saw a large tree. He looked up at the top and thought, "Wow, right at the very top of the tree is a good hiding place, because only a spider can climb that high." But how was he going to get his calabash up there? Anansi took the heavy calabash, tied a cloth around his belly, and began to climb. But although he was a good climber, the calabash hindered him in front of his belly. When he reached a branch, he couldn't swerve around it. He couldn't jump because the weight of the calabash would pull him to the ground. He kept trying, but every time he fell to the ground. In despair, he sat down on the earth with his back against the tree. In the meantime, his little son came strolling from the village to the tree and saw how his father was trying in vain to drag the calabash up the tree. He watched for a while and then said, "Papa, why don't you tie the calabash to your back? That would hinder you much less." Anansi turned around, looked at his son, looked up at the top and back at the calabash and said, "You are right. That is how it might go." He strapped the calabash to his back and climbed to the very top of the tree. When he reached the top and wanted to hide the calabash full of wisdom between two branches, he exclaimed, "Now I have gathered the wisdom of the whole world, and yet my son is wiser than I. Why should I actually hide that calabash?" After these words, he opened the calabash, and all the wisdom fluttered out, flew here, flew there, and if you are lucky, you will find a piece of it. What wisdom have you seen and found today?